On today's episode of Word Labs Out Loud, I thought it would be a great opportunity to talk to you a little bit about our peer writing workshops. Although we do have authors and different instructors in the community that come in to teach workshops on a regular basis, we also have a bi-weekly peer writing group. This is for you, with you. It doesn't require any particular level of skill. We literally have in our group right now someone who has written 2 books. We also have someone who is a teenager. And it's been a great opportunity for people to engage, to share new ideas, to get inspired by each other, and also, I think most importantly, just to show up for each other. A peer writing group can be a great way to share some of the things that you're struggling with as an author. And I use author lightly. If you want to write, then you're an author. There's no chef's seal or red seal certification required to be part of this group. And I think that can be a real intimidation factor for a lot of people, is that the term artist or the term writer or the term author can feel very lofty, very outside of where you're at. But everyone had to start somewhere. And so we really encourage you, if it's something that you wanted to try, just come say hi, come check it out. We have some great people in the class and we've had some really interesting conversations. I think one of the nice things with a peer group is that you can be more candid with each other than you might feel comfortable doing in a workshop group. So if you find a workshop intimidating, this can be a great place to start. It's also a place to kind of challenge some of the things that you might have been told in previous classes or by previous people. Art is an individual process. There's not one way to write. There's not one way to get from A to Z. So it can be helpful too to share that, like, oh, my instructor or the article that I read online told me that I had to do this, this, and this, but that doesn't feel natural. If it doesn't feel natural, that's okay. You can challenge that. You can explore different ways. One of the things we recently talked about is the idea of pantsing, and no, I don't mean school ground bullying type of pantsing, but flying by the seat of your pants versus plotting. And some people, like in regular life as well, want a really constructed plot. They want to know where the arc of the story is going. They want to know what characters are going to exist in it, what world it's in, and have a nice clear plan of where the story is going to go, what the trajectory is. For other people, their best creative work comes when they're not inhibited by a structure. And so they develop the story and it comes to them as they're writing. They get to learn more about their character and the situation they're in and the way that they're choosing to react to it by the act of writing. Both are going to require editing when you come back to it, but both are very valid ways for you to approach your craft. So don't feel like because you heard one thing that doesn't fit with you that means you can't be a writer. Really encourage you just to sit down and explore, play, have fun with it. We had a great opportunity during our last group to just have a chat with each other. We did some writing time and then everybody shared what they wrote, which is very intimidating. I'm not gonna say it's not. I shared something that I wrote and I haven't written in a very long time. But what was really lovely was to hear what people took out of that, what elements of that work really worked for people, or where there was some confusion. And that can help guide you in a way that it's hard to step outside of yourself, to step outside that box of your own mind, your own assumption of what you're doing. And so to have someone who says, like, oh my goodness, that was so funny, or I can't wait to hear what's next, or ooh, that's really creepy, for example, I really like horror writing. You can use it as an opportunity to see if you're writing something humorous, when do you get the biggest laughs? That's something that you can lean into. If you're writing something scary, when do people kind of cringe or go, ooh? And you can really be encouraged by those reactions, but it also shows you a way to move forward with it as well. I literally got goosebumps listening to someone's description, that's a pretty impressive bit of praise, I would think. I would hope if someone got goosebumps from something I wrote, I'd feel pretty pleased by that. So all this to say, everything starts from somewhere. Some people, yes, some people are wild talents from the time that they start creating. But that doesn't mean that they don't have something to learn or that they don't work on their craft. And we can all learn, we can all work on our craft. And I think that's what makes a peer group really great. It's also just an opportunity to create a regular writing practice. If this isn't something that you've been doing, if you find it hard to find the time to work, sometimes just knowing that there's a regular time, regular day of the week, set number of hours that you know are yours for writing. And if that's the only time that you write, that's still two more hours than you would have if you were doing nothing. And guaranteed, and if you're not writing in between those times, there's going to be things percolating in your mind, and you can revisit it next time, and I'm sure it'll be exciting for you. I know this sounds sales pitchy. Honestly, I love writing. I love the literary world. I think Kingston is an amazing place full of tons of creative people. And so I really just want to encourage people, if you're thinking that you want to create, be curious, experiment, try it out. There's always space for more creative minds. There's always space for experimentation and play. And I guarantee you there's someone that would love to hear it. So that's my little talk. And now we're going to get into some music and some prompts. I attended a great workshop quite a while back with Helen Humphreys, and she had a fantastic prompt, I think, that helps challenge the idea of cliches. And what she said in that workshop was, it was based on nature, but you can use any item, is grab an item that's in front of you, take a look at it, and what are the first 10 things that immediately come to mind about that item? Write those down. We'll be back after the song. All right, so you've had a few minutes to think about the item that you're looking at. You've written down 10 descriptive words. Now, write down 10 more. Because what you'll find is the descriptions that you first come up with are perhaps the most obvious, maybe not the most cliche, but the most expected. Now play with it. What more can you say about this object? What haven't you considered? Give you a few more minutes to think about that. All right, now that we're back from part two of your now 20 descriptor list, I hope you can see how challenging cliches, pushing yourself further, even with one simple thing, can hopefully for you lead to some really cool results. So what I'd like you to do now, choose one of your descriptions and use it in the first line of a story. We'll just play this out for the rest of this episode and give you some time to write and play and explore. And again, if you enjoy this practice, if you enjoy what you heard, please come visit us. We're online, wordlabs.ca. Check out our peer writing group. It's every second Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. We'd love to see you there. There's no grading. There's no intimidation factor. You don't have to share. Just come have fun. Thank you for joining us again this week on Word Labs. I hope you enjoyed some of those creative prompts, had some fun with the music. If you like the music that you heard, the first track you heard was The Better Half by Men I Trust, followed by Paragaya by Juana Molina, Puddle of Me by Saya Gray, and then the very trippy, funky, jazzy Kaleidoscope by Ottawa's Bad Bad Not Good. Hope you'll join us again next week, and we'll play it out with a little bit of Patronata.